Thank you so much for staying in line. This is Samantha Hayes from the Compliance Department. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm going to try to explain this to you. It's hard to understand you, though, with your accent. I last year hired your company to do a website for my company. It had not gotten finished, and when I tried to explain what I needed done for my website back and forth, I kept getting rudely interrupted, cut off a ton. The communication was never there, and I got very frustrated. I had then asked for a refund. I said it was not going very well, and they swapped me to another person to finish it out. I then tried it for a little bit, and it still was not going well. They still didn't understand what I was looking for. They'd send demos, and I'd look at the demonstration of what they built, and it was nothing to do with my company.
Okay.
It had, like, horse pictures, but it had nothing to do with what we actually did.
Okay.
I was very frustrated at that point. I now have my own website that's fully built, that I built, customized myself at this point. I didn't know that it was – I didn't want to take the time at that time to do it. That's why I hired you guys.
Okay.
So it being now, like, I don't need the website that you guys are trying to build me. I just want my refund, because every time I try to explain this, I just get rudely interrupted by the lady who was building it. Screaming at, and we've had about 4 streaming matches over this. So I'm just done. I'm done with your guys' company. I'm sorry, but it's been a bad experience.
I apologize for the inconvenience. Christina, it is with a K, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me just really quickly pull up your account, and then we can resolve this matter as soon as possible, okay? I'm going to place you in a brief hold. You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. I'm placing you on a brief hold so I can pull up your account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for being online, Christina. Are you there?
Yep, I am.
Okay, I have pulled up your account successfully. I see that you placed the order in the month of January, and then we had some back and forth with the project manager, and in the month of August, specifically 31st August, that's when you asked about the domain and hosting, and you also said that you are not seeing anything substantial. And
correct.
email the project manager, Rachel. She asked for your availability. She explained the scenario, and then she asked for your availability for a quick call so that we can initiate your refund. And we did not receive any response since 31st August from your end. And then on the 14th of December, I believe you have contacted back in regards to your refund, correct?
Multiple times. I was on the phone with a gentleman who was supposed to do it, and so there was communication between three people. It got crazy at that point.
Okay. And may I have the name of this gentleman?
I honestly don't have it on me. It's at my house. I'm in my vehicle right now.
Okay. All right. Christina, what I'm going to do at this point of time, I'm going to prepare your case. You know, as a compliance manager, it's my job to speak with the customer and prepare the case, see both ends, and then forward it to the finance department for the final decision in regards to the refund. So I'm going to initiate the preparation for your case. Meanwhile, if you can email the name of the guy that you were in communication with so that we can actually review that correspondence as well before we reach to a conclusion. Once that happens, I will be calling you back to discuss the final resolution, okay?
Okay, well, she forwarded something, and I don't know who it was with, because she's like, I'm just going to relay this over to these people or whatever, and she didn't specifically say which area.
Okay.
And so I got a call back from her today saying that we would be more than happy to partially help you and do blogs for you, and so you keep us as a company, but we don't want to fully do a full refund at the same time. And that's where I'm very frustrated, because I don't want your company helping me at this point. Like, I've had a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not comfortable with it. I literally just, I want it to be done with. And I'll be totally frank with you, if it comes back and goes, well, we've reached a decision that we're not going to give you the refund, I'm literally at the point of getting a lawyer with this situation, because I'm over it. I really am. I'm frustrated with this company. So
I understand. Okay, let's resolve this in a civilized manner, Christina. Now that you've spoken to me, I'm going to prepare your case. If there is anything that I need from you, I'm going to contact you back, and then we will move forward from there accordingly, okay?
I would really appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.